Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a scenario that I think is going to haunt, well, pretty much anyone who works in business, especially in HR or learning and development. It's the dreaded content bottleneck.
It sounds so technical, doesn't it? It's like a supply chain problem.
Yeah.
But it's actually a very human problem. You buy the fancy software, you get the budget, you set everything up, and then you have this awful realization. You actually have to fill it with something.
Exactly. We have these amazing platforms to distribute information. I mean, we can reach employees anywhere on their phones, their laptops, but creating high quality, engaging content to fill those pipes, it's slow, it is so expensive, and it is just painfully manual.
It's the empty library syndrome. You've built these beautiful shelves, you've got the perfect lighting, but there are no books. Mm-hmm. Or even worse, the only books you have are these dusty old manuals from, you know, 1995 that nobody wants to touch.
So today we are looking at a strategic collision, really, between two specific technologies that might just solve this whole thing. On one side, we've got LearnAmp. This is a people development hub, a real heavy hitter in the employee experience world.
Right. Think of LearnAmp as the vehicle. It's designed to amplify performance, retention, all of that. It's the delivery system.
And on the other side, we have AutoContent API. Now, this isn't just another chatbot. The sources describe it as an industrial engine for automated content creation.
Uh-huh.
And our mission today is to explore how this engine, AutoContent API, can solve the biggest headaches for the people driving that vehicle, LearnAmp.
We're basically looking at the automated enterprise.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving beyond just hosting learning materials to a world where they're actually generated at scale.
And I want to tease the aha moment right now because this just blew my mind. We aren't talking about just writing text faster. We are talking about content transformation. Taking a dense 50-page compliance PDF that nobody reads and instantly turning it into an engaging podcast or a video without a human ever recording a single word.
Yeah, that really is the game changer. It's decoupling the ideas from the immense effort of production.
Okay, let's unpack this. Let's start with the landscape. I think we need to understand the terrain before we bring in the heavy machinery. So what exactly is LearnAmp trying to do?
So LearnAmp, they position themselves as this all-in-one platform for the employee journey. We're talking induction, onboarding, skills development, compliance, I mean, the whole nine yards.
And they have stats to back it up, right?
Oh, yeah. Users are seeing a 77% reduction in admin time and a 47% reduction in what they call time to competence.
Time to competence. I love that metric. It sounds a bit corporate, but in plain English, it's just how fast can we get the new person to stop breaking stuff and start adding value?
Precisely. And LearnAmp gives you the whole structure for that. You get learning pathways. You get an LMS and an LXP.
Whoa, pause right there. We're already drowning in acronyms. LMS and LXP, I feel like those get thrown around all the time, but they're not the same thing, are they?
No, not at all. And the distinction really matters. So think of an LMS, a learning management system, as the compliance officer. It's top down. It's all about tracking what you have to do. Did you do the safety training? It's for the admins.
Okay, so the LMS is the vegetables you have to eat.
That's a perfect way to put it. And the LXP, the learning experience platform, that's more like Netflix. It's bottom up. It's about discovery, social learning, finding things you actually want to learn.
Got it. So LearnAmp does both. It gives you the highway to deliver the compliance veggies and the engagement dessert. But here's the gap, right? LearnAmp gives you the highway, but you still need to build all the cars.
The content.
The content. And this brings us to what the sources call content saturation. I mean, modern employees are fragmented. They listen to these high-production podcasts on their commute. They watch slick YouTube shorts.
Their standards are just incredibly high. You give them a wall of text, and they tune out immediately.
But the L&D team, the learning and development team, they're usually stuck writing these long text documents. Why?
Because traditional production is just prohibitively expensive. I mean, think about it. Outsourcing one podcast episode can cost anywhere from $100 to $15,000.
Yeah.
A professional video, you're looking at $3,000 minimum.
So because they can't afford the cool multimedia, they just default to the boring PDF. And then they're surprised when engagement is low.
Exactly. They're forced into these, you know, boring formats because they just don't have the budget for a media studio. And that's where the bottleneck chokes the entire system. You've got this Ferrari of a platform in LearnAmp, but you're putting lawnmower gas in it.
Enter the engine.
No.
Let's talk about AutoContent API. I think a lot of people hear AI content and they immediately think of, you know, ChatGPT. I type something, it gives me text back. How is this different?
This is such a crucial distinction. ChatGPT, Claude, those are consumer tools. You chat with them. It's a one-to-one thing. Auto content is an API-first solution. It's what they call a headless infrastructure.
Headless. Okay, let's unpack that term, because for anyone non-technical, that sounds a bit like a horror movie.
It does, doesn't it? Uh-huh. So in software, a headed program has a user interface. You know, screens, buttons, things a human clicks on.
Yeah.
Headless just means it's pure code, pure infrastructure. It's designed to run in the background. It's not a tool you use. It's a tool you build with.
So it's the plumbing behind the wall, not the faucet you actually turn on.
That's a great analogy. It connects systems.
Yeah.
And the mechanics of this plumbing are, well, they're fascinating. It's basically a factory line. You have an input layer, a transformation engine, and an output layer.
Okay, so walk me through the input layer. What are we feeding this thing?
It can ingest URLs, raw text, YouTube videos, and this is the big one for corporate PDF files.
The PDFs. Finally, a use for them other than just sitting there.
It takes those inputs, and then the brain, which uses large language models like Gemini or OpenAI, uses these specific recipes to not just summarize the data, but to actually transform it. And then the output layer, that generates broadcast-ready assets.
You mean like?
We're talking MP3s with ID3 tags and cover art, MP4 videos with avatars, all of it.
I saw a comparison in the notes to Google's Notebook LM. Everyone's talking about that right now. Why wouldn't a company just use that?
Notebook LM is fantastic. I use it, but it's an island. You have to manually drag and drop every single file. It's a consumer tool.
Mm-hmm.
Auto Content API is the enterprise-grade alternative, specifically because it's built for automation.
Mm.
You don't use it. You set it up to work while you sleep.
Right. Okay, let's make this real. Abstract tech is one thing, but let's apply this. Employee onboarding.
Perfect example. Usually the most painful part of the employee journey.
So I'm a new hire. Normally I get a 100-page handbook. Don't do this. Here's the dress code. It's so dry. How does this combination of LearnAmp and Auto Content API change my first week?
Well, instead of sitting there reading that handbook, imagine you get a notification from your LearnAmp app and there's a private podcast feed waiting for you.
A podcast about the employee handbook.
But not a boring one. See, the API generates a two-person dialogue, a host, an expert agent, automatically from that dry text. It creates what they call multi-speaker dynamics. It turns a monologue into a conversation.
So it sounds like a radio show, like what we're doing right now.
Effectively, yeah. It creates banter. It asks the so-called dumb questions the new hire is probably too afraid to ask. It makes the content bingeable. You can listen to the company culture breakdown on your drive into work.
That is infinitely better than a PDF. But the notes mentioned something else I thought was wild, the CEO paradox.
This is a fascinating feature.
Yeah.
So survey after survey shows employees want to hear from leadership, right? They want to hear the CEO's actual voice. But the CEO has zero time to record weekly updates for everyone.
Right. So you just get a ghostwritten email that everyone knows the CEO didn't actually write.
The fix here is voice cloning. The CEO records a few minutes of their voice one time just to train the model. After that, the L&D team can type out a message, and the API generates the audio in the CEO's voice.
That is both amazing and slightly terrifying.
It is efficient. It solves the paradox. You get the authenticity of the leader's voice, the actual intonation, without the calendar nightmare.
I guess as long as they disclose it's AI, it solves a huge logistical problem. Okay, so that's audio. But LearnAmp is all about time to competence. Sometimes you need to see how something works. So what about video?
This is where the explainer video comes in. The API can crawl documentation or product pages and just generate these 60 to 90 second videos.
And these aren't just like slideshows with text.
No. These have AI avatars, a professional woman, a casual speaker with auto-generated subtitles and, you know, proper lip syncing. It's a full presentation.
And the cost difference here is just staggering, right? This is the part that made my jaw drop.
It's massive. A manual video could be $300 or more, and that's cheap. The API credits for one of these videos, it's about €4.
€4, that's the price of a coffee.
Exactly, and that price point changes your entire behavior. If a video costs $3,000, you make one a year. If it costs €4, you make a video for everything. You have a video for the expense policy, for the coffee machine, for the fire drill. It allows for the mass production of training videos.
That completely changes the scope of what's possible. It turns video from a luxury into a utility.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another huge barrier, especially for global companies, language.
Right. If you're a global company, you can't just train the London office. You need to train Tokyo and Berlin and Sao Paulo.
Which usually means hiring translators, voice actors. It's a mess.
Not with this. The Auto Content API supports over 50 languages.
50. So what's the workflow there?
It's seamless. The L&D team uploads one English training module. The API automatically transcribes it, translates it, and then this is the really cool part. It resynthesizes the audio into Spanish or German or Japanese.
Resynthesizes. So it's not just a robot voice dubbed over the top?
Correct. It generates brand new audio in the target language. So those two podcast hosts we talked about, they just start speaking fluent Japanese.
That is incredible.
And the impact is huge. A global company can instantly expand its internal reach by, like, 5 times overnight.
Yeah.
You don't need these local content teams in every single country anymore.
It really creates a level playing field. Now, I want to pivot to something the notes called deep research, because training materials, they go out of date so fast, right?
Very short shelf life. I mean, yeah. Especially in tech or finance, the minute you publish a course on cybersecurity threats, it's already old news.
So how does Auto Content handle that? Most AI models have a knowledge cutoff.
They do, but this has a specific deep research endpoint. It uses these autonomous agents to browse the live web. We're talking FT.com, SEC.gov, real industry sources. It performs multi-step reasoning.
So it's not just making stuff up.
No, it's gathering facts. And here's the killer app for a platform like LearnAmp, recurring research.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. What is it?
A LearnAmp admin can set up a task, something like scan for new competitors in the Asia market or summarize the latest phishing techniques. The API runs that scan every single day.
And then what? It sends an email.
It creates content. It generates a daily briefing document or even an audio podcast, summarizing those findings and pushes it right into the LearnAmp feed.
So my training platform isn't just a dusty archive. It becomes a live news source.
Exactly. It transforms the L&D platform into a living, breathing intelligence hub. You're not just learning history. You're keeping up with the present. And no human had to spend hours on Google to make that happen.
That's a huge shift. But I can hear our technical listeners saying, okay, this sounds great, but how hard is it to glue these two things together? Do I need a team of developers?
That's the beauty of the headless advantage. Since they're both API first, they're made to talk to each other. You can connect them with no-code tools like Make.com or Zapier.
No code. So drag and drop. Walk me through it.
Okay, imagine this. You set up a Dropbox folder called New Policies. An HR manager drops a PDF in there. That's the trigger.
Okay.
The API wakes up, ingests that PDF. It creates a podcast episode explaining the new policy, makes a short video with the key points, and then it pushes those files directly back into LearnAmp, all tagged and ready to go.
Set it and forget it.
Totally automated. The HR manager just dragged a file, didn't touch a microphone or a video editor.
And for companies on WordPress.
There's a native plugin for that too, so it fits right into the ecosystem.
We have to talk about the money. We've hinted at it, but let's look at the economic argument.
Right, because normally more features means more cost. Here it's the opposite. Let's look at the unit economics. A podcast episode. Doing it manually is, what, $150 to $500? Auto content is between 10 cents and 2 euros.
That is a greater than 99% saving. It's
essentially free compared to the old way.
Yeah.
A short video? Manually. Maybe $50 to $300. Auto content. 4 euros. That's a 92% saving.
It completely shifts content from being an operating expense hiring people to just a predictable tech investment.
Exactly. And it's a credit-based model, so it scales. But the real economic shift is just the sheer volume. It lets LearnAmp customers go from publishing maybe weekly to publishing hourly if they really wanted to.
Because the machine doesn't get tired. It doesn't need a coffee break.
And it doesn't charge overtime. It's just always on.
So to bring this all back to our mission at the start, we're looking at a fundamental shift in how businesses handle knowledge.
We really are. We're not just talking about writing faster. We're talking about completely changing the economics of knowledge transfer. When you pair LearnAmp structure with Auto Content API's production capacity, you get what the sources call omnichannel ubiquity.
I love that phrase, omnichannel ubiquity. It just means the knowledge is everywhere the employee is.
Exactly. Imagine an employee asks a question and just gets a custom-generated video answer right then and there. Or they listen to the company newsletter as a podcast on their commute generated that morning.
It's the audio revolution applied to the workplace.
It is. It turns every company into its own media company, just without the media company budget.
It's fascinating. I want to leave our listeners with one final thought to mull over. We've talked about how this makes things cheaper and faster. But if content creation becomes, well, near zero cost and fully automated, what happens to the definition of expertise?
That is the big question, isn't it?
Right. I mean, When the machine can research and teach better and certainly faster than the humans, does the role of the L&D manager shift? Are they no longer creators? Do they just become curators of AI agents?
I think that's exactly where this is headed. You stop building the car yourself and you start designing the entire traffic system. The L&D manager becomes the architect of the intelligence, not the bricklayer.
A profound shift. From builder to architect, thank you for walking us through the automated enterprise today.
My pleasure. It's great.
And for everyone listening, check out the show notes for more on LearnAmp and Auto Content API. We will see you on the next deep dive.